Hey, one more time, we're back. And Merry Christmas, Happy Kwanzaa, Yuletide. What else is there?
Hanukkah.
Hanukkah, yes, cannot forget Hanukkah. Happy Hanukkah. So I will say Happy Holidays just as a blanket phrase. My own faith notwithstanding. So anybody who says Happy Holidays, hey guys, thanks. You're at least trying to cover everything, cover everybody. So, anyway, hi, I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And we are back with the Christmas 2022 episode of Dubheads and Hiddlestoners. And we're kind of branching off a little bit. We're going to go over some of our favorite Christmas movies. And we're going to debate, of course, what constitutes a Christmas movie. Because what I think is a Christmas movie, apparently, Carrie disagrees. So... Hey, I'm sorry. Die Hard is one of the best Christmas movies ever.
Okay.
See? Yeah, I would say y'all decide, but since I'm getting absolutely zero response on anything that I ask you guys to take a hand in, you know. But hey, you know, dubheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com or call our number. I'll announce that toward the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
So, yeah, weigh in on the Die Hard debate. Is it a Christmas movie? Is it not a Christmas movie? What do you think? Anyway, any news on the Depp and Hiddleston forefront? And before anybody says anything, no, we still have no news about the Hiddle baby. The child is going to be in college before we even know what sex it is.
True. Exactly.
Do you have any, because I haven't seen anything of note lately.
Nope.
Everything?
No.
There is one thing of note. The Amber Heard, Johnny Depp BS is now officially, completely, 100% over. It has been settled. Both parties have agreed. It's over.
Okay.
The court case that Johnny won is the last one that we'll see court. So Heard has finally gotten, or someone around her has finally gotten a tiny little iota of sense. And she's cutting her losses where she can, which is probably the best thing she can do.
Yeah, just chill out, lady.
So, yeah, well, she's ruined herself. Her career is over. She'll be lucky if she can find a job where she has to ask, you want fries with that?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Because nobody is going to want to work with her because of the allegations against Johnny. If she'll do that against someone that is so notably mild-mannered and unconfrontational, what might she say about someone else that she's happens to be in a room alone with simply because she thinks she can get away with it? So, yeah, nobody's going to want to work with her. Nobody's going to want her on their set. Nobody's going to want her in their movies. And the general public is pretty much fed up with her bullshit as well, so.
Absolutely.
Yep. See ya. Let me know what McDonald's you're working at. I'll make sure not to come by. Anyway. Any news that you can think of besides that?
No. It has been awfully, awfully quiet.
Certainly has. So are you ready for Christmas? I mean, if you're not, you've only got a couple of days.
I'm pretty much ready for Christmas. Yeah, I got a couple. Yeah, we're gonna get some gifts probably tomorrow.
Nice. Nothing like last minute shopping. Now, I am foregoing the whole Christmas gift thing this year. My family and everybody already knows. They totally understand. Not a problem. My grandbabies get a couple of things, but that's going to be about it. The kids, the parents, the sister, all that, you know. I'll give you a Merry Christmas, you know. That'd be about all you get from me, but you'll get a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, cool. Good.
So you got plans with...
Merry Christmas.
Oh, yeah. You got plans with family?
Oh, yeah. Plenty.
Nice.
Plenty.
That is the advantage of having children at home. All mine are grown and gone, so.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And everybody's just kind of coming into town, you know. It'll be busy and full of a lot of people.
You don't sound very thrilled.
Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, honey, it's just one season. At least you don't have to deal with it for Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Very true. And yeah, this is pretty easy.
Everybody will be cleared out by New Year's, right?
I think so. That's right.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, true.
Celebrate. Yeah, I'll be working New Year's, but...
I will be, too.
Will you?
Yeah, it's my Sunday. It falls on this Christmas, so yeah.
Oh, no, you'll be working Christmas, but New Year's you'll have off.
Yeah, pardon me. Right, yes.
I know that's a real hardship for you, and I really hate that for you with the kids and everything still at the house that you're going to have to get up and go to work Sunday morning, but for me, that would be the perfect trade-off. Be like, yep, I'll work Christmas, just let me have my New Year's.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, that's the reason. I think sometimes that does happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'll be working both Christmas and New Year's, so. Pardon. It has gotten cold where we're at now. So, and when mm-hmm. I say cold, I'm not talking Illinois negative 25 degree cold. No, I'm talking, you know, we're usually sunny summer kind of weather, you know. It stays in the 70s until about mid-December around here usually, and we're dropping into the teens. So to us, that's cold.
That's cold.
That is cold. So yeah, the temperature change has wreaked havoc on my voice and my throat. So you hear me cracking up. I'm not crying, I promise. I'm just, my voice is just a little off.
Yeah. You're allowed. You're right at that time of year.
Yeah, it certainly is. And, oh, I'm glad I don't have to be out in it on a regular basis. The only time I have to be out in it is to go to work and to come home from work. Other than that, I do not have to be outside. Thank you.
Don't want it.
Nope. That's why I live where I live, because I enjoy the heat and not so much the cold. So, Carrie, let's get into it. What would you say is your favorite Christmas movie of all time?
You know, I'm probably still going to get into A Christmas Story. I'm going to go with that one. Yep, Christmas Story.
That is a lot of people's answers. As a matter of fact, it ranked number 3 in the top 100 on IMDb. I believe I'm quoting that correctly.
Wow.
Is it number 3? Nope, I'm sorry. Number 7 in top 100 of all times. So
okay.
It was beaten out by It's a Wonderful Life, Die Hard, A Christmas 1951 version, A Christmas Carol, Home Alone, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, and National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Holy crap, Christmas Vacation. Yep, good old Christmas Vacation. That was another great one.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, my daughter, who has been on the show, Mickey, who's been on the show a couple of times, they actually eat Chinese every Christmas in honor of A Christmas Story.
Yeah. Apparently a fair amount of people do that.
Yeah, people do tend to, and I, you know, my family was never one to go out on Christmas Day. Christmas Day was a day you spent at home, you know, and we didn't do the whole elaborate dinner thing either. You know, you would be lucky if, you know, catch a sandwich here or there. Because everybody's pigging out on Christmas candy, your stockings got stuffed with all kinds of treats and goodies, and so you pretty much just munched your way through the day. So we never did the whole big family dinner kind of thing. But that is a big thing, apparently, is doing their Christmas gifts and then going out for either a late breakfast or an early lunch Christmas Day. So, well, not for me, no. I never did that. Did you guys?
Yeah, you know, whenever my parents were still married, you know, my dad would, everybody go to Morrison's or something. Yeah, and we'd go out. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we'd have like do some last minute shopping or whatever, and have kind of a pre-Christmas Eve dinner. Yeah.
So you would do it on Christmas Eve instead of Christmas Day?
Yeah, we'd go Christmas Eve. That was the closest. And then, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And there's just tons of sausage balls. That's how I take care of that. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Remind me, I'll have to make you some of my meatballs and jelly sauce.
I would love that.
Sauce. Yeah, I make my sauce with grape jelly.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, good.
Oh, yeah, it's nice. So, but you don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. Why?
Because it's not, I mean, Christmas movies were basically just like predominantly the thing going on here is Christmas. Like, Christmas is essentially integral to the plot. Whereas here, you could leave it out and it still really kind of be the same movie. You know what I mean? It's got to be,
except
you know, just because it's set, you know, during Christmas doesn't mean it's a Christmas movie.
Well, hey, Lethal Weapon is a Christmas movie.
How is that essential to the plot?
Because it's Christmas every year when he tries to decide whether he's going to kill himself or not. And that is integral to the plot of the movie.
I mean, that's just kind of part of his character angle. That's not really...
But it's still part like of the
story.
Yeah.
You know, like, Home Alone is because everybody was leaving for Christmas and they left the kid there. You know, that's more like a side note about Mel Gibson's character. You know what I mean?
Okay. I still say it's a Christmas movie. Oh,
I gotcha, gotcha.
Guess... this is IMDb now. Guess what movie ranked number 12... on IMDb's top 100 movies of all time. It has a lot to do with our podcast every week.
I don't know. Number 12? I don't know. It's kind of random.
Edward Scissorhands.
Number 12. Okay.
Number 12. Top 100 movies of all time.
Christmas movies. Yeah, gotcha.
Yep, top 100 Christmas movies. Number 12 was... So, the question of whether Johnny Depp has ever been in a Christmas movie, the answer is yes.
There we go. Yeah, gotcha.
However, the closest Tom Hiddleston has come to a Christmas movie is his series, his Nicholas Nickleby series.
Yes, gotcha.
So, I did do some checking. Could not dig up anything as far as any other Christmas movies that either one of our guys has been in.
Okay.
But there's another non-traditional Christmas movie that ranks that is related to one of our guys.
Okay, let's see. What you got?
You want to take a guess as to which one that is? It's related to Hiddleston and one of his characters.
I have no idea. No, I don't know.
Iron Man 3.
Oh, okay.
Yes, I actually dug up a list of non-traditional Christmas movies, a list of the top non-traditional Christmas movies, and Iron Man 3 does rank, along with Batman Returns and American Psycho.
You know, it's the meaningful use of Christmas in the storytelling that makes these movies just huge Christmas movies.
Well, one movie that, well, there's a couple movies that did not make the cut on either list, and I'm really kind of disappointed in that.
Okay.
One of them is called Santa and the Three Bears.
Santa and the Three Bears.
Santa
okay.
and the Three Bears. And, this movie, let's see. Let me see if I can find the information that I'm looking for on this. It's an animated movie along the same lines as, like the Charlie Brown Christmas special?
Yeah, it was really old.
Yeah, oh yeah, it is. I mean, I can't remember a time when I didn't watch it. So, let me see what I can find. But yeah, it did not make the cut. Santa and the Three Bears, 1970 is when it came out.
I mean, it's old.
It is. And let's see. I'm trying to think who voiced the Ranger. And it's basically a story about this park ranger who tells these two bear cubs about Christmas because they see him carrying a Christmas tree into his cabin. And the bears decide that instead of going to hibernate like they normally do, they're going to stay up until Christmas. And of course, Mama Bear is not real happy about this, but she gives in.
Gotcha.
So the ranger is going to dress up as Santa, pay a visit to the cubs. Everybody's happy. Mama can go to sleep. It'll be good. But he gets stuck in the snow and can't do it. However, someone does visit the Three Bears. And Santa himself makes an appearance too, because the kids understand the true meaning of Christmas. It's really sweet.
Yeah.
It's a very, very good
movie. It's been a long time since I'd seen that one. A long time.
So you have seen it, though?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And I was like a boy, you know.
Yeah.
I pulled it out of syndication. It used to be syndicated every year, I think. You know, they would kind of show up with the other Christmas movies. But
right.
I guess they got kind of pushed out because people started doing Christmas shows and whatever, you know.
Apparently, it's available on YouTube right now. So if anybody wants to check it out, check out YouTube. But the release date on that was November 7th, 1970. And, it's just one of those kind of cute, really short, feel-good movies. Another one that did not make the cut that kind of surprised me was one called Olive, O-L-I-V-E, like a woman's name. Olive, the Other Reindeer. And it's about a dog who is voiced by, what's her name? I just blanked out. She was in 51st Date. She was in Scream. She was in Ever After. Come on. She was Firestarter.
And I'm trying to race through them. I'm like, who?
You know who I'm talking about, right? I can't call her name for some reason.
Right.
It's on the tip of my tongue, but I can't call her name. She's one of my favorite actresses of all time. God, what is her name?
Don't know.
Oh, come on. All right, I'm going to have to look up 51st Dates just so I can find her name.
I'm talking about, Drew Barrymore.
Yes, thank you.
There you go.
That's what I was looking for. Olive is voiced by Drew Barrymore.
Got you.
But the little dog is named Olive. And she hears a report on the news that one of Santa's reindeer is sick. So they need all of the other reindeer to pull together so that Santa can get his presents delivered. Well, she thinks they say Olive instead of all of. She's like, oh, maybe that's the problem. Maybe that's why I don't act like a dog, is because I'm not a dog, I'm a reindeer.
Wow.
And she takes off and goes to the North Pole to help Santa with the sleigh and to make sure that the presents get delivered. It's a really, really good movie. Very cute. Very cute. And of course, she's confounded by the mailman who just hates Christmas because of all the overtime he has to put in and all this stuff. It's just, it's just a really good movie. But neither one of those movies made the cut on the IMDb list. So, IMDb, you let me down, guys. I don't know what's up with you, but that ain't right.
Yeah, you'd think that would make it. You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, especially considering some of the movies they have on that list.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
Let's see. IMDb. Some of the movies they have on this list are things I've never heard of. Holiday in Handcuffs.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with with that one.
Me either. Apparently, it was a made-for-TV movie. Last year, where a secretary kidnaps her boss to take him home for the holidays. Yeah, don't ask me. I have no idea. Then, like, stuff like, let's see, let me just scroll through here. Stuff that has absolutely nothing to do with Christmas, as far as I can tell. Like, oh, come on. The Ref.
Wow. Yeah, Dennis Leary.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They've even got, like I said, Batman Returns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one, you know, I don't, I can't, you know, Die Hard's more of a Christmas movie than that one.
Okay.
You know, I just don't see it, except that it takes place in winter.
Right.
You know, that's the...
more than the setting.
Yeah, that's the only nod to Christmas that you get in that entire movie.
Right. Yeah, it's pretty, weak.
So
it's
that one...
literally a scene, you know?
That one made the cut, but Santa and the Three Bears did not. Okay, no.
Yeah. It is a travesty. I really think so, seriously.
Yeah, but now some of these movies, I was like, oh, yay, because I hadn't even thought of these movies in years. There's one called Silent Night with Linda Hamilton. It's actually about a German woman. She has a son. Well, it's Christmas Eve 1944. So she actually mediates a truce between three German and three American soldiers, and they all spend Christmas Eve together.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't know why you've seen that.
It's a 2002 TV movie.
Hmm.
Rated TV PG. And it's I don't want to say documentary, biography is closer. It's an actual, okay. It's from actual events. Is where this story comes from. Is this actually happened, which is amazing to me. A Charlie Brown Christmas, of course, comes up. Pardon me. But yeah, this is now A Charlie Brown Christmas. That was actually released in 1965.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
And the thing about it is, if the creators of the Charlie Brown Christmas had this in mind when they created it, I'd hate to see what their attitude would be now.
Wow.
Because Charlie Brown is depressed at the commercialism he sees around him and tries to find a deeper meaning to Christmas. Boy, if he hated the commercialism in 1965, I'd hate to see what he'd think about now.
Yeah, good point.
You know.
He would probably really hate it, actually.
Oh, yeah. Oh, please. Poor Charlie would not... Charlie Brown wouldn't survive in this era. He would just look around and go, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home.
Yep.
That's what happened to Charlie Brown.
Yep.
He turned into Cartman.
Screw it. I don't care.
That is what happened. Charlie Brown turned into Cartman.
He had to shut himself off from the emotional trauma he was getting.
Think about it. Kenny is Linus,
mm-hmm,
with his blanket. Kenny always has his coat on.
Yeah, okay.
Kenny is Linus. Let's see. Oh, God, now I can't think of the kid's name. The mouth. The one that's constantly, meh, 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 meh. On South Park. The
Not Cartman?
Not Cartman, the other one.
Not Stan?
Yeah, Stan.
Stan, okay.
Okay, yeah, Stan would have to be, let's see. Actually, Stan would probably be Snoopy.
Perfect. Actually, Snoopy's cool as heck.
Absolutely. Oh, I love Snoopy. World War One flying ace.
That's right. With a Sopwith camel.
The Sopwith camel, absolutely. Yep. Oh, and Trading Places. How long has it been since you thought about that movie with Eddie Murphy and Dan Aykroyd?
It's been a little while, but that was a great movie.
It was.
Jamie Lee Curtis was killing it in there.
Uh-huh. And, of course, you know, Ralph Bellamy and Don Ameche.
Mm-hmm.
Cannot forget them.
No, certainly not.
And the whole thing was over a bet of $1.
Yep.
They ruined the one guy's life for $1. Yep. But they get him back. It's great.
Yeah. Looking good, Lauren. Looking good here.
Oh, another one that made the cut that I was kind of surprised because I understand that it's, you know, okay, I still think Die Hard has more in common with Christmas than this movie.
Okay.
Bad Santa.
That's one of my favorite comedies. I love Bad Santa. It's a Christmas movie, but it's not a Christmas movie. You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, he's in a Santa outfit for pretty much the entirety of the movie, for God's sakes. You know, it takes place in a mall during Christmas.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know. Man, that's a tough one.
Oh, yeah, you're going to hate this one then.
Okay.
Another one that made the cut.
Yeah.
1984's Gremlins. Hey, he got the Gremlins. He got what's his name? Mogwai.
Yeah.
He got him for Christmas. That's about the only, you know.
Yeah, and then she tells the backstory with her dad dying in the chimney.
Oh, have you seen the second and third ones? Each one gets more comical because she has a horror story for each one. One of them's Easter, and she has a horror story for that one. And
what?
Yeah, it's bad.
Wow. Okay, yeah, I'll have to pay better attention next time.
Yeah, Phoebe Cates goes off on this thing, why she doesn't believe in Easter in the second one.
I'll look that up. I don't remember that. They were getting goofy as hell, though.
Yeah, they really were.
And the second one.
Yeah, the first one was really good. I liked the first one.
Yeah.
But every one of them after, I don't even think I watched the third one. I know I watched the second one.
I had no idea it was the third one.
Oh, yeah, there's a third one. Oh, yeah, the third one is where the female gremlin gets introduced.
Oh, my God. Right.
But, yeah, after the second one, I'm just like, no, I'm not watching the rest of these. That's not happening.
Wow.
And, of course, one of my... All right. Will, I have a love-hate relationship with Will Ferrell.
Okay.
Some of his movies, I absolutely just adore. Okay? Some of his movies are... It's kind of like... what's his name that does... he's in 50 First Dates.
Yeah, Sandler.
Yes. Like Adam Sandler. Some of his movies, I... absolutely love. Other ones, I cannot stand. Will Ferrell is the same way with me. This is one of the movies I absolutely cannot stand. I get embarrassed when I'm watching someone else embarrass themselves. It bothers me. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Will Ferrell's movies, not so much. Because that's what his movies are about. Is basically constant humiliation.
Yes. Seriously, constant humiliation.
But Elf, of course, ranked. Yep. Will Ferrell's Elf. That was a... Let's see. That was a 2003 release.
Yeah. And that's a pretty good one. I'm a Will Ferrell fan, so.
Yeah. Oh, you know he's got a place here in the town that I live in, right? Yeah, a friend of mine ran into him at one of the Jet convenience stores.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
And he had just recently bought some property. He was here checking it out. It's like, why in the world would you buy property in this godforsaken town? But apparently property prices are cheap here. Cheaper than elsewhere.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
And I mean, we do have the lake. We've got, you know, we don't have any industry to speak of anymore. The only thing we've got are the three colleges and, well, two colleges. No, three, because we've got Macon Tech here, too. Okay, so we've got three colleges in town.
Three colleges, yeah.
So, that's about the only claim to fame that this town has got now. Now, it used to have a lot of claim to fame. Yeah, we had the largest insane asylum / mental hospital in the country. You okay there?
I am. I'm doing a little bit of research here.
Yeah. Ah.
You got three? Yeah.
Three colleges.
Man, I always thought that it was just two. It's
nope, we
so
have.
It's not really that small. I wonder what percent of the population is like students.
Actually, it's the college is kind of a side, because we've got Macon College, we've got Georgia College, and we've got Georgia Military College here.
Yeah, the military college. I had to include that one. Yeah.
Yep, and another one of our private schools holds the state's record for the number of games won in a row. We're up to either 49 or 50, the high school is.
Gotcha.
One of the private schools here in town holds the state record. They've been like four, five, six seasons undefeated.
Wow. No, wow. That's crazy. Yeah. Wow.
It's like either 49 or 50 games in a row won.
It's amazing.
Yeah, of course, I had to be snide and rude and say it's amazing what Mom and Daddy's money can buy. But but that's just me being bitchy.
Yeah.
Yeah, congratulations to you guys. If any of you are actually listening to me, yeah, definitely congratulations on the run, and we'll see you on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They come into my place of business every Friday after the games, so.
So they're coming tomorrow.
No game this week.
That's right, the holidays.
We may or may not see them.
Yeah.
But there's really no telling. They'll show up or they won't. We'll be busy regardless. It's going to be the day before Christmas Eve, so. Yep. Oh, and none of the part twos, part threes made it to IMDb's list. Like
no.
The Santa Claus. The Santa Claus
okay.
made it, but Santa Claus 2, Santa Claus 3, none of those did. Which kind of surprised me, because I thought the second Santa Claus was much better than the first.
Yeah. But, you know, people are just getting, I don't know, they're just getting tired of it, I guess.
Well, people are getting tired of remakes, and they're getting tired of series films.
Yeah. Okay. Scary films?
No, series films.
Series films, guys.
Like,
yeah,
okay, part one, part
really
two,
true.
Part three. Let's do it
yes.
again. Let's find another angle. Yeah, people
right.
are really starting to get tired of that. Now, The Nightmare Before Christmas actually ranked number 18 in IMDb's list.
Nightmare Before, yeah.
And I'm trying to figure out how they, because I'm looking at the IMDb list right now. Like, you know, it shows how many votes each movie got.
Yeah.
And they're not in any kind of order. That's what I'm going to have to do after we do this podcast. I'll go through and reorganize them as far as how many votes they got, so we can see which movies actually were voted number one through number 100.
Yeah, that actually, a compilation would be interesting.
I can do that. You know me.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
So yeah, that's what I'll do, and I'll bring that information to you guys on our New Year's podcast.
Hey, neat.
Yep. Yeah, you will be available to do this next week, right? I don't know.
I'm sure.
Didn't know if you might have plans or...
Yeah.
But yeah, as long as we don't do it New Year's Eve, huh?
Yeah. New Year's will be, I don't know.
One of these these years, I would like to have a New Year's Eve countdown show. Maybe next year we can do that.
Oh, and just countdown?
Yeah, like our New Year, like everybody else does the whole New Year's Eve countdown thing, you know.
Yeah.
Actually record on New Year's Eve, the hour before midnight, and count down to the new year. That would be kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of loses its flavor, though, because we're not broadcasting live. So.
Well, right, exactly.
But, you know.
Yeah, whatever you want.
I like that.
Yeah.
Any woman will tell you, those words are never just, you know, disregarded. Whatever you want, dear. Okay, cool.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah, Nightmare Before Christmas got 342,000 votes. So. And then, like, this is what I'm talking about. Love Actually is ranked number 21 as far as Christmas movies.
Okay. That's a good pick. Okay, yeah.
Now, The Shop Around the Corner is 1940 release. It ranked number 20. Okay? Now, it got 34,000 votes. Okay? 34,000 votes. Now, Love Actually ranked number 21, lower than The Shop Around the Corner. And it got 487,000 votes. So this is what I'm talking about. I'm going to reorganize.
Wow.
I'm going to reorganize these in as far as the votes, the IMDb votes go, and bring you a revised list next week.
Okay.
And of course, I will post the revised list on the blog, because there's no way I'm going to sit here and recite 100 movie titles. Y'all would get bored. I would get bored. Carrie, you'd be asleep.
Maybe. Probably not, though.
Oh, just no. I'm not going to recite the whole list. I will just
it's big, huh?
Compile it. Well, 100. It's 100 movies.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. That's a lot of data to sort.
Now, this is, okay? I always open my mouth too soon. I just said there's no part twos, part threes on the list.
Okay.
Apparently I lied.
Which one?
A Christmas Story Christmas. 2022's release that follows the adult Ralphie back to his home on Cleveland Street.
Somebody at work was telling me about this. Yeah, I think it's on Netflix. It's on Netflix, right?
Let's see. You can watch it now on HBO Max.
HBO Max, gotcha.
Yep.
You know, I was like, wow, you know. And hey, he looks like Big Ralphie, you know.
He certainly does. It's
that
amazing.
That guy's pretty great. Yeah.
Is that Peter Billingsley?
Yes.
Is that who that is?
Yep, I believe so. Yes. Okay. Yes.
But yeah, and there are several movies on the list that were just put out this year.
That's weird.
This is one I want to see. It's a movie called Violent Night.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Group of mercenaries attack the estate of a wealthy family, and Santa Claus must step in to save the day and Christmas.
Yeah.
So that, and it's got John Leguizamo in it. Okay, that right there, I gotta watch it.
Excellent.
And that is also available on Prime Video. You can rent or you can buy it at
$19.99.
It's on Prime Video. Yes. It's on Prime. Another one I would like to see that I'd never even heard of is called The Christmas Chronicles, starring Kurt Russell.
I've never heard of it. Oh, yeah!
The kids try to catch Santa on camera.
That's right, yeah.
I kind of remember those advertisements. Mm-hmm. A little bit, but guys, I don't watch TV. Okay, I don't own a TV, believe it or not. I just don't. I don't, yeah. You know, if I watch anything, I watch my movies on my, on my subscriptions. I don't watch TV. I hate the news. All the news avenues are biased. So, you know, I just refuse to watch them. You know, back in the day, we had people that told you what happened and let you make up your mind. Imagine that shit.
Yep.
Instead of not.
Walter Cronkite.
Walter Cronkite. Dan Rather was another.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Brokaw, he was great.
Brokaw. And if they gave an opinion, they would make it clear that it was their opinion.
And the opinion of this reporter, right?
Right. You know, instead of saying, okay, this is what happened, and this we're going to tell you how to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, anyway, I'm not even, don't even get me started.
Gotcha. But yeah.
But yeah, there's also horror movies on this list. Krampus is on the list. Krampus. You know, the anti
Krampus.
Anti Claus.
Oh, yeah. That's Christmas. Oh, yeah. Okay.
There's another, I think it was a 1970 release. Let me see if I can find it. That's it's about a group of, oh, here it is, Black Christmas, 1974. A group of sorority girls are stalked by a stranger. It stars Margot Kidder.
Holy crap, are you, what?
Okay. Yep. All right,
I gotta check that out.
And the original 1966 version of How the Grinch Stole Christmas made the list.
Yep.
However, the remake and the live action did not. So.
That's too bad. Yep. I mean, they're Christmas movies. I mean, they're definitely Christmas movies. I just don't know if they're really great. You know what I mean?
And one that I absolutely adore. I love this movie. I had it on VHS. I had it on DVD, and if they come up with another way to watch movies, I'll probably have it on that too. Is Jingle All the Way with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah. With Arnie. Yeah, it was good. With him and Sinbad.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Sinbad.
Oh, Sinbad was so cool in that movie. Yeah.
Yeah, he was.
When he kept threatening people with Christmas presents, and then one actually turned out to be a bomb.
Yep.
And he's like, man, what is wrong with people today?
Somebody actually did it. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that was a great one. Oh, and the 1974, The Year Without a Santa Claus.
The Year Without a Santa Claus?
Yeah. Don't tell me you've never seen that one.
I don't remember that, no.
Yeah, it's by the same creators that did Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and Santa Claus is Coming to Town and Frosty the Snowman. It's by those same people.
Wow.
Yeah, and Santa just considers not doing Christmas this year. He's fed up with it, with the whole bit. And it takes Mrs. Santa and the elves to change his mind.
Wow, of course.
Oh, yeah. And, of course, you know, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, right? And I'm surprised because it only got 15,000 votes.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, I would have thought, but a lot of people are falling away from those old syndicated movies.
Yep. I've got a bunch of them on DVD. Not gonna lie. I mean, I've seen, you know, and I've seen them all. I'm just, and frankly, also, I inherited a few of these. So it's not like I went out and kind of, you know, seeked them or whatever.
Right.
But we do have, you know, yeah, people do like to buy and, I don't know, put these on in the background.
Yeah. Well, The Little Drummer Boy. Do you remember that one?
Oh, sure. That was a good
one. That one only got 5,000 votes.
What? Wow.
Yeah. I would have thought with the attitude today that that would have gotten a whole lot more. But, oh, Christmas with the Cranks actually ranked.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that would have to, that would definitely count. That's a good one.
Yep, Jamie Lee Curtis and Tim Allen.
Yep.
Dan Aykroyd, I didn't realize he was in it. Emmett Walsh, nice.
Yeah, it had a good cast.
Lots of big names, yeah. Oh, and Arthur Christmas. That was a good movie.
Oh, I got with Dudley Moore?
Arthur Christmas. No, you're thinking of, yeah, you're thinking of Arthur.
Arthur. I was like, they did a Christmas one?
No, oh, it's called Arthur Christmas. Arthur is Santa's son. So he strikes out on a mission with Grand Santa to find a present and give it out that they misplaced in less than 2 hours. So they have to hunt this present down and make sure it gets to the right little girl. Yeah, it's a really good movie. Looks like it was made by the same animators that did Ratatouille.
Okay.
I'm just looking at the At the cover art, and it looks a lot like the it looks a lot like the same type of people drawings, or you know, computer animation, whatever that they did with Ratatouille. It's got Bill Nighy as one of the voices, Hugh Laurie.
Yep.
James McAvoy. A lot of big names in that one.
Sure.
Okay, and there's one, it's a 1940 release. I'd never heard of this movie, let alone that it's a Christmas movie. It's called Beyond Tomorrow.
Never heard of it. Doesn't even sound like it's got a hint of Christmas in it.
The ghosts of three elderly industrialists killed in an airplane crash return to Earth to help reunite a young couple that they had originally brought together.
Okay.
That looks neat.
No, sounds unfamiliar.
Yeah, looks like something I'm going to have to check out. It's available on Prime Video.
Okay.
And it is free on Prime Video.
Wow, okay, cool. Yeah, it's time to start hitting the services and see what they're offering.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's
something new, you know, something new.
Yeah, when I was living in Florida, that was a tradition there when I was with my sister, was we would put on, and she had the whole collection, the big collection of DVDs. So we would put on Christmas movies on Christmas Eve after everybody, after she shooed everybody else off to bed. And she and I would stay up and do the last minute things for, you know, for Christmas morning. So, and that was mine and her time. We actually enjoyed that bonding time together. I really miss that.
Yeah.
It was fun. Nice. Oh, it was fun. Yeah, we'd make some eggnog and turn on the Christmas movies and talk about, you know, some of the stuff that, you know, that we remember through our Christmases, you know. Do you remember when, da-da-da, kind of things. Yeah, it was great. Always had the Christmas movies playing in the background, though.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It definitely helps establish the atmosphere.
That it does. Yeah. Now, Polar Express did make the cut. But I was surprised at how low it ranked.
How low?
Let's see. Polar Express. Let's give me just a second. And I gotta look it up. Let's see. Oh, and of course I'm not seeing it now. I know it's here.
Yeah.
I know it's not that high. I just skipped it. There it is. It only ranked number 24.
24. Okay.
I mean, it ranks below Scrooged, below movies I've never heard of, like Joyeux Noel.
Yep, never heard of it.
Had the Happiest Season. Never heard of that one. Let's see. Yeah, it ranks below a bunch of movies, and I was really surprised that Miracle on 34th Street was not the top movie. But, yeah. Of course, the top movie was It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah.
Which I
never really cared for. I didn't like It's a Wonderful Life. I didn't watch it until later. I was like, this is just a downer.
But it's a great, great movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's where he goes and he gets shown what life would be like if he didn't exist. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that it?
Yeah.
And he realizes how many lives that he touches every day without ever knowing it.
But it is such a downer. Like, he's essentially driven to suicide.
Well, yeah.
I mean, you're like, shit, you're watching this guy basically just slowly, but,
But if those who consider suicide could be shown these things, I guarantee you there'd be a lot less suicide. Because it shows him that he is important. It shows him that he does make a difference whether he sees it or not. And I mean, that's really important. That's really important. You know, I've got a friend that's having some issues right now with it being the Christmas season and being newly divorced and, you know, not having the kid 24/7 and just starting to feel like everything is just pointless. And if he could be shown just how many people he touches every day, you know, just by being himself, it might change his attitude. So, yeah, I think it deserves that top rate, that top ranking.
Yeah. It is, yeah. Because people do get incredibly depressed.
Oh, yeah.
Over this time of the year anyway, you know.
Yep, especially.
We get overly nostalgic, and we start thinking about, you know, parents and that sort of thing.
Parents, so, yeah. Children, you know, old times, loved ones that have gone, past exes. You know, you start thinking about all of the good times and none of the bad. And, yeah, especially those of us who are alone on Christmas. You know, I'm dealing with it by working. You know, I'm working 16 hours on Christmas Eve and 14 on Christmas Day. So.
Dang, nice.
Yeah.
Full card.
Yeah, well, I'm pulling doubles Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
Mm-hmm.
So, by Tuesday, I'll probably call in. So.
Yeah, you'll be blasted. For sure.
Yep. But
well,
yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, this is a great way to wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. So, guys, think about me this Christmas season. Y'all, please, everybody, have a very safe holiday season. Don't go out there drinking and driving. Pay attention to those who do go out there drinking and driving. Don't slip up. You can't do it all, but, you know, you can keep your eyes open and pay attention to what's going on around you. Try to stay safe as much as possible. This is a really bad season for accidents and what have you. So, please, everybody, stay safe. Stay happy. That's podcast number. By the way, before we sign off, our dedicated phone line is, as it's taking me a second to look at, that would be 765-681-7313. So give us a call sometime. Let us know how you weigh in on the Die Hard Christmas movie or no debate. Let us know what your favorite Christmas movie is. You know, you like us? Let us know. You think we suck? Tell us about it. You can also email us at depheadsandhittlestoners@yahoo.com. I'm Jen.
I'm Carrie.
And this is Carrie. And I think that's going to do it. We will see y'all, or y'all hear us, one more time before the end of this year. We're going to do our New Year's podcast next week and say goodbye to 2022 and hopefully hello to a much better and brighter 2023. So we'll figure out what we're doing then before we do it. So, so anyway, guys, stay safe, stay happy.
Peace and love.
Love and peace. Catch y'all next time.
Later, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.